the secret language of Yetis. In the snowy peaks of the Glimmering Mountains lived Yara the Yeti and her family. You see, Yetis are famous for being elusive, but not many know that they can also be chatty in their unique way. Let's explore the seven special sounds that Yetis make and what they truly mean. First was the gentle huff-huff, a sound so light like the wind whispering. It meant hello in Yeti talk, but humans often mistook it for the shooshing of falling snow. Then there was the boisterous grumble roar, which sounded scary, but Yetis used it for laughing. Whenever humans heard it, they thought it was just the rumbling of distant thunder. Yara would sometimes emit a soft woo-woo. This sound was a Yeti's way of saying, "I'm here," like a comforting echo. Adventurers assumed it was the hoot of a night owl. If Yara was ever curious, a snuffle puff would escape her nose. It was Yeti language for "what's that?" Kids playing nearby would giggle, thinking it was a rabbit snuffling in the garden. When Yara was excited, she'd let out a high, squee-squee. To other Yetis, it meant, "come see this." But to humans, it was just the squeak of snowy branches bending in the wind. If Yara needed to find her family, she'd do a loud yoo-hoo. It's Yeti for, "where are you?" People skiing past mistook it for the echo of their own voices bouncing off the mountain. Lastly, at bedtime, Yara shared a warm murmur hum, a soft way to say good night. Tired travelers, snuggled in nearby cabins, dreamed it was the soothing sound of the night breeze. So next time you're near the mountains and you hear something unusual, listen closely. It just might be a friendly Yeti trying to say hello.